To cure melancholy, I traverse the fields, to please my sad fancy with such as it yields. Early one morning, before Phoebus did rise, with his radiant gleams to adorn the clear skies. The morning was fair, the birds sweetly did sing, the meadows were circled with a silver spring, and the stately green trees by Boreas cool blast did delight me with music till I them was past. At the end of those trees there was a large plain, whose colour 'twere pity one foot should it stain. Its bright streams were as clear as crystal can be. With joy I was ravished this sight for to see. I stood and admired, but durst not go in, for to tread in that plain I thought it a sin. Yet being desirous the whole plain to see, in haste I did get me up. No sooner I was up, but I looked round, of harmonious melody I heard the sound, and straight this green lovely and enchanted plain was filled with abundance of fire and flame. The sight made me tremble, I quivered and shaked, my bones it did shatter, and my heart it ached. In the plain I did see thousands come tripping after a naked boy, bowing and skipping. His eyes they were blinded, his hair it was like gold, his person 'twas lovely, in his hands he did hold a fine carved bow, 'twas most curiously done, and a quiver of arrows like an archer's son. His attendance was many and richly attired, with crowns and with sceptres, at which I admired. Kings, princes, and ladies came bowing and weeping, with doleful sighs and groans they fell a-greeting. He smiled at them all, but regarded them not, though all I perceived was wounded and shot. But then he withdrew and left them a space, then this boy of fire the green plain did trace, and came to the end where I was in the tree. It made me sore troubled lest he should me see. Then I did begin for to fret and to rave, fearing to become this little boy's slave. But such divine power did rule over me, this little blind rascal he did not me see. So when he was come to the place where I was, his quiver and bow he laid down on the grass. And being delighted to hear his own praise, his melodious voice most sweetly did raise. Quoth he, "I'm little Cupid, the great god of love, a terror to all men, my beings above. Vulcan, my father's a blacksmith by trade, like Venus, my mother, no beauty was made. They composed me of fire and beauty together, and richly they've armed me with a bow and quiver. With my father's heat that is fiery hot, at Venus-like beauty my arrows be shot. At all sorts of persons I do bend my bow, and whilst they be flying, mine arrows do grow. this rare gallant train that my person attend are those that but lately my power did offend, and call me an idle and saucy lad, for which they are wounded and almost stark mad. Diana so chaste that doth scorn to have mate, whose court's strongly guarded and barred is the gate, yet the nymphs that wait on her be pricked at the breast. The surgeon's a young man that must give them rest. The gingerbread lady that treads upon eggs, and cannot tell where nor how to set her legs, 'twould comfort the cockles of her heart if she can, but he tumbled and kissed by her serving man. The cold frozen virgin I set all on fire, and my golden darts doth kindle desire, for she that did hate to hear of my name now begs at my shrine to pity her flame. The rare scholars of Mars, brave soldiers so stout, that after they've conquered their foes by a rout, whose courage undaunted looks death in the face, my invincible power doth captive that place. The whole world's my court, there's no people free, from the prince to the beggar, all subject to me. What though I'm a lad that's childish and small, yet I, little Cupid, do conquer them all.